Happy New Year to everybody out there in the Resistance, Star Wars News Net readers, Resistance broadcast listeners. We are all together to kick off 2019, the year the Skywalker saga comes to an end. We are excited though, because 2019 aims to be probably the biggest year in Star Wars history to date. A lot of content coming out from a galaxy far, far away, from Episode 9, of course. Probably some other movie announcements. A lot of books coming out. TV shows for the first time ever. More animated stuff, including the return of Clone Wars. So our podcast is going to be jam-packed with a lot of stuff to talk about. So we're very excited about that. And we're going to get into all of that in a bit, in addition to what we have planned for you guys from the Resistance broadcast, including our exclusive stuff on our Patreon page and other stuff we want to do simply on our YouTube page for you guys. So thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year. Happy 2019. The resolutions, I'm sure, are fired up, and we're going to get to some Star Wars character resolutions later thanks to your tweets. But right now, let's say hello to James Bainey, Lacey Gillerin. Happy New Year, guys. How was your New Year's Eve stuff? And welcome to another year of the podcast.
I'm always hanging out with my friends. We don't do a whole lot. We usually go bowling, so we just kind of do that.
Mm. I thought of SpongeBob, where he draws faces and he's like, "The gang's all here."
Yeah, like fingers.
Are you
something.
A good bowler, James?
No.
I have my own ball and shoes. Fun fact. So,
yeah. You know what's funny? I read a financial thing that said, like, things you should always have that you should buy. And one of them was bowling shoes. And the reason was because you buy a pair of bowling shoes for like whatever, like $30 or something, but you use them for the rest of your life, and they pay for themselves so fast.
Yeah, you go bowling.
We're now
10
a
times,
bowling podcast.
Go.
Because it's cheap to go bowling, but it's expensive to rent the shoes. So I was like, oh, that's always interesting. No, I'm not very good at bowling. My thing is that I don't drink. So a lot of holidays are just like, oh, so what do we do? Like my friends and groups were just like, all right, so what do we, hey, board games are fun. You want to go bowling? Like, just things like that, which I always think are great, but usually they don't live up to, like, everybody else's stories, which are like, first off, we were so hammered. Which is like John and Lacey's stories, every one of them.
This guy.
Really? News to me.
James, to me. Not to make a bowling pun to kick off 2019, but spare us, okay? Lacey. Happy New Year. The first shake of your head no at me of many coming in 2019.
New Year, new me.
How you doing? Yeah.
Just kidding. Same person. Still
same person.
Love Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Galaxy of Stories hat from D23.
Yep.
Looking forward to this. I got a Lucasfilm sweatshirt on. I'm good. I'm great.
Nice. Yeah, I went to my brother's house for New Year's Eve.
Oh, was I supposed to say what I did? I didn't do anything.
My brother and his wife are expecting their first baby in a couple of weeks, and we have our 4-month-old baby Johnny, and so we just figured the family would go over and we'd hang out. We stayed over, and me and my brother hammered out some whiskey shots and that sort of thing, and we had a good time, and we played some board games too. So we mixed the two worlds there. James,
thanks for the invite, John. And,
yeah, next time. Next New Year's, if we're still on a podcast.
I'm noticing a trend. People blowing me off, not meeting up with me.
Guys, Star Wars stuff. Lot of stuff coming out, just, okay? Okay, don't adjust your dials, folks. Lot of Star Wars stuff coming out. First, I do just want to quickly say to all of you out there listening to us who have listened to us in 2018... Or if you're just joining us now, if one of your New Year's resolutions was to start listening to a Star Wars podcast, you picked the right one. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you so much for listening to the Resistance broadcast or watching the Resistance broadcast, however you found us. Thanks for joining us. We are going to have an insane year on the podcast, I promise you. So join the resistance. The base is open. Come along for the ride. Guys, there's a lot going on in Star Wars in 2019. I don't even know where to start, guys. Do we start? Let's not start with episode 9. That's pretty obvious. I think the biggest hot topic is going to be The Mandalorian. I think that's going to blow some people away. But James, I know you have a list of books that you want to touch on that we're probably going to get hit with over the head in the months to come. What do you think? Where do you want to start? I'll let you pick first, James.
There's just a couple books, but let's stay with TV real quick because we have The Mandalorian happening, right? And then while we're not getting the Cassian Andor show until later, yeah, we're going to get in 2019 so much news, just like we have been for The Mandalorian. It's going to be like, oh, here's the story, or here's what it's going to be called, or this actor was cast, you know what I mean? Making Star Wars leaks photos of
Cassian Andor. Yeah, they film that thing in California, likely. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Jason, the Mandalorian ward.
Honestly, if they're smart, they'll film the Cassian Andor on like Antarctica and be like, all right, come find us now.
The Mandawardian.
Yeah. Is that supposed to come out did they announce when that's coming out, James?
They said that it was going to start production in 2019, and that's all they've said.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Which likely means fall of 2020, probably. Mm-hmm. And it will be the only movie that comes out this year. Moving on.
Dingus.
Yeah. No. I'm saying it will be the only Star Wars content that comes out that year. But okay.
New year.
Forget that.
Same shenanigans.
Staying with television though, this is not announced, but you could probably look forward to Resistance season 2.
Yep.
I don't doubt that show would get renewed and they would keep doing the stuff that they're doing with it because it's great and it's loving it. Everyone's loving it. And then we already have confirmed that the Clone Wars is coming back. Mm-hmm. Now that's going to be on the streaming service, so we might as well go ahead and mention Disney Plus. Disney Plus is going to be huge. I don't even know what to describe. We know exactly what we're getting Star Wars related, but there might be so much more. And for Disney in general, for the company, for everything that they're doing, Disney Plus in 2019, I mean, it's just going to be insane. So I think that's the rundown for what we know about television in 2019.
And I have a feeling if it keeps catching on, I think they're going to do a lot with the Star Wars Kids YouTube channel, because mm-hmm. I think a lot of people universally seem to like that Galaxy of Adventures stuff.
Yeah, it's great.
As a window for kids to get into the old school stuff. A lot of stuff, and like, you know, I know there's the new Claudia Gray book coming out, a bunch of other books, and I'm sure there's gonna be new comic runs too. Lacey, what are you most excited about? Obviously episode 9 is the big ticket, but is there any other thing coming out? Have you warmed up to the Mandalorian idea? I have ever since I've seen new news about it, but what's your eye on?
Sure. I'm super excited about the Mandalorian. I think it's going to be a great show, even though originally I was like, meh.
Mandalorian,
I've come around to it, but
new year, new people.
I'm actually more excited about the Cassian Andor show than I am about the Mandalorian. I loved Rogue One. I thought Cassian was such a great character. Mm-hmm. I love Diego Luna, so Havana Nights, what up? I think he's going to be fabulous.
Is that the Dirty Dancing sequel?
Yes, it is, and he was so good in it.
Nobody puts
romantic.
Rebels in a corner. Yeah.
I'm really excited about the Disney parks, obviously, from my hat. I look like a director, by the way, sitting here. I just realized I was looking at myself. I look like a director. I am super excited about the parks. I think they're going to be... I'm honestly think I'm going to start crying when I walk in, if I'm able to get into the park. Everything from the character interactions, the way that they're training cast members to have lines and like integrate you into the park, and you could stay at the hotel, which good luck getting a room, and you could dress up, and the Millennium Falcon ride, and then you get to meet Kylo Ren in the other ride. It's just everything about it is just so, I know this is going to sound lame, but like super magical. And if Disney is any way that it is already, then you know it's going to be epic. And
by the way, did you hear because I'll forget about this. I was told by someone who used to work at Disney that if a cast member tells you to have a magical day, that's their way of telling you to F off. Just so you know. So don't piss people off at Disney. Yeah. Like, have a magical day.
No one's ever said that to me.
Someone said that to me once.
Oh, well, I've never heard of that, but
I'm a troublemaker.
On a more positive note, yeah, no, I think it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait.
I don't think so, John, because people told me that all the time when I was there.
That it is true.
And, like, when I was at D23, they had the whole model that you could look at to see all the different costumes on the walls, and then they had the whole, like expanse of the land, and it just seems like they're not missing any details, and it's something that second grade Lacey would have died to go to. So I'm just
That's a good point.
Super excited.
There's going to be kids that don't know what it's like to have a Disney park without that Star Wars.
It's land. Unreal. Yeah, we're getting into a whole new generation that are experiencing it for the first time.
Yeah.
And they'll get to grow up in that world. And I would have, again, died to be a part of Star Wars.
Now, I'll say I am not super excited about the Cassian Andor show. I don't know how.
Why?
Because, you know, I've touched on this before last year. you know, prequel stuff, when you know a character's fate. You know, I loved Solo, of course, but knowing that, you know, Andor's getting out of this thing, okay, you know, makes it a little less dramatic for me. So that's a part of it. Also, do I need 10 hours of Cassian Andor? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's going to be more hours than I've had experienced with Han Yes. Solo, my favorite character. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Right now, when I hear about it, I'm not like, oh, yes.
I am. I think it's so great.
But, you know, I've warmed up to The Mandalorian. I think that's going to be a kick-ass show. So I actually am starting to really get excited about that. And of course, you know, episode 9.
Well, obviously, that's the most excited I am.
That's going to crush.
I think it's hard to not get excited for The Mandalorian because of the simple fact that it's like so much Star Wars all at once. Even if they're doing like every other week or whatever. Even if they're doing like every other month, it doesn't matter. This is one story with one character and it's like a lot of content there. But the big thing for me is whether you're a fan of this or not, you have to admire how much work and how complicated and how many things have to fall perfectly into place for something like Infinity War to happen. And then you have the directors of the Infinity War visiting the Mandalorian set and going, this is going to change television. Like, this is unlike anything you've ever seen.
That's a good point.
Coming out of television. It's like, you don't just say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, about a show. Like, and how do you say that in a post Game of Thrones world? You know? Game of Thrones is probably a very good a point at which you could say, I think everything changed after Game of Thrones. Like,
it's true.
People started looking at that show in a different way and they started treating television differently. And I know it's been like years since that show was first started, but so short after that show came out to be saying, this is unlike anything we've ever seen on television.
Right. Like, and then what came after
it?
Like Stranger Things.
I don't know how you can't be that excited.
These genre-specific TV shows that have like whole universes didn't really kind of exist before that.
2011, I believe Game of Thrones started. So about 7 years ago or so. And, you know, TV was always considered, even from actors' perspectives, as a second fiddle or taking a back seat or taking a down. And now that's gone. And I think that is a great point you make there, James, about the Russo brothers visiting The Mandalorian. And, you know, I never thought that a Star Wars TV show would look cheap because I feel like ILM always brings it. So I never worried about that. But in terms of the storytelling and that stuff, I was a little curious how they're going to approach that because it's different type of storytelling that Star Wars hasn't experienced aside from animated, which animated is limitless in terms of the crazy stuff you can do with the animation aspect of it.
Right.
I mean, that is a great point. That kind of really hypes up The Mandalorian, though. So it's now at peak hype. So it has to deliver.
And then they just added IG-88.
So they added IG-88. We're going to see IG-88 in physical form actually doing something other than this.
He was in a... He's shown up in a couple things where you see him moving around. He was in The Forces of Destiny. And so...
Well, I mean physical. Physical live action...
Okay, yeah. I do meant, like, he was, like, chasing someone down, so you do get to see him, like, walking.
Yeah, with Kira, like, yeah, right. And he was also in, you fight him in one of the video games, I forget which one, but he beat me, I forget what game that was. but I stink at video games. I'm so not good at video games.
I want to know what the answer to that is. What video game you're talking about?
We should have John do video game reviews.
I don't know what game it was. I don't know if it was like a special thing in an episode 3 video game or whatever. I had one of those video games and you fight him one-on-one.
Oh, you talking like Legends?
I'm not sure, but you fight him one-on-one and he's flying around and he's like jumping around and he just kicked my ass. And I
thought you were talking like Battlefront or something and I'm like...
No. I'm
like, I can't think of anything off the top of my head in a video game unless it's like a mobile game where they have him as a... character. What else we got?
The Clone Wars return, James. Pretty exciting, I guess. Do you think this is a one and done return? Or do you think it's gonna be
absolutely.
They're just gonna
people
seal
were literally
the deal?
Crying when they made this announcement last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the answer is a one and done. Yeah, they're gonna finish the show and then that's it. I think the only way that I think it would be like if they decided to bring it back as if it was like an unplanned thing. Like they're like, okay, we're going to do the end of the show. And then the show comes out and it's like bonkers numbers. And they're like, how do we not keep making this product?
Bob Iger's like, you're not done making this show.
Yeah. I don't think that right now it's scheduled to be like multiple seasons of the Clone Wars and it's coming back. I definitely think that this is going to be like, Deadwood. They're like, we had this show and people really liked it and there's a niche audience for it. And it never really wrapped the way we liked, so we're going to do this like one Netflix special that is a movie, you know. So I think that's what this is. This is a way to get everybody back on board with Star Wars again. It was a smart move,
which means it's probably done.
Yeah, it. I would think it is. I would think that everybody's already recorded their lines. I mean, usually when it comes to like Rebels and stuff, they were done almost a year before those episodes even aired, you know?
So it makes you think if you hear like Ashley Eckstein or somebody else talking about, you know, or you hear whispers about them doing recording, it could be for stuff after Rebels now. That could be other stuff. Because Clone Wars is probably finished, I would imagine, unless they could do some... you know, ADR stuff or post production stuff.
It's low enough on the totem pole that I don't think we've heard much about, like, well, so-and-so was in the studio today, you know?
Yeah, yep.
They've officially wrapped production on this, you know, I don't think it's quite there yet. There was something else I was going to say about Clone Wars. I can't remember exactly.
You're very excited.
Yeah. I'm excited for the show to come back. Oh, I know what it was. This is what I'm excited for in 2019. The announcement of whatever the heck it is where they tell us what happened after Rebels.
You mean where's Ezra? Okay.
So we're getting that we're getting a new animated series on the Disney Plus.
No. I'm just saying whether it's a book or a comic or something, I think 2019 is they're gonna go ahead and announce whatever it is that's gonna answer that question.
Okay. Of where's Ezra?
Yes, because people, they heard Thrawn Treason was coming out. So this is probably a good segue to get into the books and stuff, but they heard Thrawn Treason was coming out and the first thought was, when does it take place? Is this going to mean that we're going to get that answer? And I think Disney has heard it. I think they understand. Mm-hmm. They knew when they were making those episodes of Rebels that this was going to be a question. Yeah. But I think that it has not gone away. And I think that they're leaning more towards the sooner rather than the later on when they need to resolve that thread.
Is that your hope for 2019? Your hope announcement?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Your dream.
Nothing,
like, what's your hope announcement for 2019?
Oh, my hope announcement for 2019. Gosh. Well, I don't know. Let's go back to that
before we
move into podcasting.
I got two.
All right, never mind. Fine, just do it. I was going to talk about the books a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about the books, because the only one that pops out of me is Master and Apprentice, mainly because the author.
I can't wait for that, yeah.
And the content. But are there books that, is there one that pops out at you, James or Lacey, that you're like, reading that one, 100% getting that one when it comes out?
Master and Apprentice.
Yeah, it's Master and Apprentice. Oh, actually, it's that or Thrawn Treason, because I have thoroughly enjoyed that trilogy. And I think that it was escalated when they did the Thrawn comics, because it just really drove home what you were reading. Like, I remembered reading the story, but then seeing the story was something different and it made it more real. I hope they do a Thrawn Alliances comic series too. That would be a really cool.
I'm excited
cool,
for the comics that highlight certain trilogies. And I know that they were going to do a Kylo Ren, Ben Solo comic somewhere in there. So I'm excited for that. My hope would that they'd announce a Ben Solo book. Anyone? Claudia Gray, cough, cough, please. Because she's expressed wanting to do one, and I'd love for her to do it.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
That wouldn't be till after 9, but I'm hoping.
We also have Alphabet Squadron coming out, and we also have the Padme novel.
Queen Shadow.
I can't think of it. Yeah. Coming out as well. So, I mean, I'm going to pick up all these books, and there's probably even other ones that might even drop, you know, like an announcement in January and then it comes out in the fall. So stuff that we don't even know about yet.
Right.
I imagine there to be more books. I don't think we'll get an episode 9 novelization until 2020.
Probably.
Because of, you know, how they've been doing it in the past.
Have they announced who's doing it?
Some of those, the novelization?
Mm-hmm.
No.
They probably won't announce that till Celebration, I bet.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think because Celebration is going to be such a hub for announcements, and everybody's going to be there, they'll do like, Alan Dean Foster is going to do the episode 9 novelization, and then Alan Dean Foster is there on Sunday for media to talk about.
And then Jason Fry clotheslines him and says, no, I'm doing the episode 9 novelization.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I am into the Alphabet Squadron thing because it's flipping the script where you have X-Wing pilots hunting down the remnants of the Empire. That's a different spin on that. And I know they've been doing that whole thing where they're blurring the lines from the point of view.
Who's the bad guy? Yeah.
Yeah. Or just let's see what they're like now because they have the upper edge sort of thing. So that does interest me. But I think the Qui-Gon Obi-Wan for me is the one.
I'm excited for that.
It's probably that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So give me your guys' dream announcements coming out of Star Wars before we move into some
John, ready?
Stuff.
1, 2, 3. Obi-Wan movie.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. No. That is just because I want to smack James in the face with a pie.
No, I really want that though.
But I have, I have one because it's there's so much like cloudiness about this. I need the Rian Johnson announcement on like that it's going down and what it is, or tell me that it's not happening anymore, because they've a couple times now said yep, still going on. He said yep, working on it, and even last spring Rand Bergman's like, we're starting our work on it. It's almost been a year now and nothing else has come about this, and there's been a lot of heat about is it not happening anymore, did Bob Iger get rid of it because of the certain reactions and blah blah blah. Just tell us this year. This is the year. Tell us what he's doing, what it is, what the story is, and let's get going here. I know the Benioff and Weiss stuff. I'm excited about that because those guys kill it. We were just talking about how Game of Thrones changed the game. I need to know what's going on with Rian Johnson. That's my hope.
Here's why those things aren't on my list, because I have full confidence that those things are happening. And if you tell me what that, they've already told me it's coming. So Jon Favreau is doing a show called The Mandalorian, right? All right. I know it's there, but it's, I can't grab it. So even if they come out in 2019 and they say, this is what the Rian Johnson trilogy is, this is what the Benioff and Weiss series of films are, that's cool, but it's still a long ways away, and I'm not going to be able to grab it. That's like, it's like hearing the title for episode 9, but no teaser, no footage, no anything like that. And it was still so far away from all that actual content.
Yeah, but you can't grab the Ezra ending. You don't know when that's happening, but that's your hope.
No. But what I'm saying is, I think that what they'll do is they'll say, this is what it is. Here's a trailer. Here's the comic. Here's the cover for the comic. Like, I think we're going to get more in that announcement than just, hey, we're going to solve that. That's it. That's
I want all Old Republic right content.
That's what I'm thinking you're going to get. You're going to say, hey, we'd like to make an announcement. This is what the Benioff and Weiss stuff is. And they put up a logo that says Star Wars, The Old Republic or something. Revan. And then that's what I'm saying is that it's just that.
Darth and maybe Bane like a all synopsis. Up in your face. Part one.
Yeah. But I think with the announcement of the Ezra stuff, it's more like mark your calendars. In 2019, you will have the answer. Like, I think it's more like this book is coming.
I get that. I'm tired of the wishy-washy stuff about Rian Johnson. So it's
more, I hear you.
It's not content driven. It's more of just let's stop screwing around. Like, just tell us what's going on. We want to know. We're fans. We're paying customers. What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
So Lacey, it was yours, the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie.
That and probably Old Republic movie from series.
Yeah, especially if it's the guy, the Game of Thrones guys, which everyone's guessing.
I want
guessing.
It so bad. Just give it to me.
That would be very, very interesting.
So you're
to see
you're okay something. With just the announcement because you know you're not getting that in 2019.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. I just want the confirmation that what I want is happening.
Being able to start talking about stuff. I mean, really, we love guessing and speculating.
We're thirsty for content right now.
But James, before we move on, let's touch on the big dog here, episode 9.
Episode 9.
Is the year, man. It's going to be the year of 9. It's going to overrun everything here. So we haven't gotten our title yet. We haven't gotten that teaser yet. We still have our dates out there. I know, James, you said January 15th. So that's coming up or something like around there. Is that what you said?
So like that's when I think they'll announce the title.
Okay, so
that's
you'll get
a logo and a title.
You're about 12 days away from that.
So what's the bet for that? Does he get a bet?
No bets. That was just our guesses. He gets to win the giveaway.
my bet is just that's what they did with Last Jedi. It's almost exactly to the day. You know,
I say
assume it's somewhere around there. I still feel right if it comes out a week later. You know,
yeah,
I'm not. Your bet was held to like it has to come out before this movie. So,
yeah. I'm saying February 22nd. Teaser probably celebration. But I think the marketing is going to be pretty intense for this movie. I think it's funny. One of the rumors I covered in the rumor review on Patreon. This guy said that Mark Hamill's not going to be involved in any of the marketing or anything for this movie. That's just the most insane thing I've ever heard.
He's going to be doing
the tours, talking about the original, making the original and what it was like and all that stuff that really brings the old fans back in. And for multiple reasons. One, because he is the generationally unifying member of all this. And two, it's his last rodeo. I mean, maybe they bring Luke back somewhere else, but this is it. I mean, this is the last stand.
And they're going to market it as this is the final of the saga. They do that with every trilogy series. This is it. This is the end. This is the final battle. This is it.
Yep.
And not
this
to mention, too,
the fate
too,
of the galaxy.
Like, okay. So, good plug there. So we don't know what episode 9 is, but whatever it is like... it would have to be so far off what all fans want for the for someone to sit in a meeting and go, and we all agree it makes the most sense for Mark Hamill to not be involved in the marketing.
Right.
Yeah. Because we all know what the movie's going to be, and yeah. and it wouldn't make sense for him to be. It's like, how far would that movie have to be off base?
Mm-hmm. Well, because he wasn't in the Force Awakens marketing, right? Not really.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you mean by that.
He wasn't in like the round tables and stuff, right?
Yeah, he was.
Was he on the panels? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then here's my deal. And I know we have to move on to other stuff, but you know, you have these, you know, some Star Wars YouTubers out there who get a ton of views and stuff. And you can guess stuff and, you know, say like, oh, I think this might happen or this might happen.
Speculate responsibility.
Coaxium.
One. Crushed it. one, this is a horrible guess. Two, they put it out there as though like they know this information. First of all, this is a marketing decision. So even people at Lucasfilm don't even know about this stuff. Like this is like Disney saying like we're going to market it this way. So just like it's so annoying because people then like who aren't Star Wars diehards like my mom or someone would be like, hey, you know, someone saw this and they said that Mark Hamill's not going to be involved with promoting this movie, and then it creates this thing that Mark Hamill doesn't want to be, but and it just causes all this BS. So just stop lying to people.
Right.
It's true.
Leave right, Mark sure. alone.
Guys, you want to move on to us, the podcast, and what we'd like to do for 2019? Or do you have anything else you want to add about Star Wars content?
I can't wait for Ben Solo to have redemption. And Moon that, on.
I have one
different
more thing.
Different year, same
stuff. My hopes.
New
my
year,
hopes.
New me.
I've been saying it for a long time. I want that Count Dooku novel. I want the Clone Wars from his perspective. What? Yeah, and the second thing is I hope that Journey to Episode 9 has Luke and Ben stuff, whether it be comics or junior novels. Luke and Ben stuff in that era,
give
I think it
tension.
Could be really cool if they're saying, hey, here's where they were friends. Now see them not be friends, you know, in the final whatever. So,
you know,
those I two like things are
imagine
bonus.
It's not going to happen, hopes. But imagine they really went for it, like really, really friggin' went for it and made a one season of Luke and Ben Solo. With Adam Driver and Mark Hamill.
They would never.
I just said they would never, but imagine it right now just for a second. How awesome would that be?
I love Adam Driver. So yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? That'd be
you
sick.
You know, I hear you. That's
that would add
happen.
So much weight to the whole trilogy, man.
But I think I'm more on the it could happen than you guys are.
Probably.
I think we have a new bet that we're going to start brewing for 2019.
No, because I'm losing that bet. I can already tell you right now, I'm
guys,
losing that bet.
The podcast, obviously, our first big one is we are 3.5 months away from Star Wars Celebration. We will be there.
Oh, my God. So
we
nervous.
Will be there. I don't want to talk too much about the podcast panel because they had asked us really not to get into too much about that right now, but... we will be there. We will be attending the panels, trying to do some meetups, covering stuff via video on our YouTube channel. So if you're not going to Star Wars Celebration, you could check out our Star Wars News Net YouTube channel for all of our coverage and obviously the website as well. Guys, I know we're just starting planning ourselves. What do you think we should talk about or reveal or what are you guys thinking about Celebration before we talk about our other 2019 stuff?
Clearly a video where I just find Kylo Ren's, obviously.
Obviously, yeah.
I think just in general, okay, so we have, as a podcast, had the opportunity to like do interviews with people over the phone or over Skype. But this potentially is the time to do interviews in person. You know, that would be really great. The other thing is like we've had opportunities to go to the premiere, or we've had opportunities to go to press events and things like that. But never like this. This is brand new for Star Wars News Net. This is brand new for the Resistance broadcast. I think that if if we do nothing new at all in 2019, we're going to look back at 2019 and go, oh man, but we did all that crazy stuff, you know, around Celebration.
Right.
And those were all like, we were tearing down wall after wall after wall, mm-hmm. around that time, breaking down new things. So, I think that Celebration is going to be probably the big highlight of 2019. But hopefully we are able to come up with a lot of content, leading up to episode 9 as well. So those are the biggest things. So take what the podcast already is and then think bigger, you know?
Yeah.
More. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like any good sequel. 2018 was good, but we have to, you know, do a Star Killer compared to the Death Star. So we got to go bigger.
Absolutely.
We're adding Tauntauns.
Right. Yeah. and dying Tauntauns. First one of 2019. Here we go.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I found out recently? This is just for a fun little tidbit, is that there's a shot in Empire Strikes Back of it's coming up over the top and the camera is like turning down and it's trying to keep the Tauntaun center screen as the Tauntaun's running.
Mm-hmm.
That is in everything video today. It's used. It's called a tracking shot. And I found out that Empire Strikes Back was the first tracking shot ever.
Really?
Like that shot right there with the Tauntaun, it was impossible. They could not do it. And they hired this dude and he's like, I don't even have any idea how that would be done. And he made it happen.
That's so
cool. And it got done. And now I can't watch Empire Strikes Back.
Which shot, you know, is it? Luke, in the snow or in the base?
I believe so. I'm trying to remember now because I went back and I rewatched it and I've seen it a couple times now and I'm like, oh yeah, that's it. But for some reason, I'm not placing it. I believe that it's Luke on the Tauntaun.
It's when the camera rides alongside, right? That's the tracking shot, or is it a tracking shot just across the landscape?
It's from above and it's looking down. I almost want to say, yeah, but the Tauntaun is moving in the snow and it has to track with the Tauntaun, and they had to like remove the background or add the Tauntaun to the background, mm-hmm. and track it to the camera movement while
it's moving
at the same time.
You mean that's keyframing then? Tracking is when you have a camera on a track and you track it.
No, tracking is when you John is like completely lost. I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's a tracking shot. It's a different mentality of the equipment. tracking shot is when like you have a green screen environment that moves as well as a camera and a person that's also moving. And then you have to track the person so that he moves with the environment that doesn't exist behind him.
Describe a tracking shot without using the word track.
I think we're saying the same thing, but it's the same way you can say it in two different scenarios. I understand what you're saying though. Yes. Okay. That makes sense. Yes.
Excellent.
Well, yeah. So it's just interesting. If you want to go back and look at that shot.
That's cool. Fun fact,
excellente.
James.
Excellente. So we're going to do some tracking shots at Celebration, guys. So just find us.
I
don't know exactly what we're
no,
doing.
No, we will not.
Very, very complicated.
Yeah.
Visual effects.
So
no green screen.
So what else in terms of Celebration here? I mean, I know I want to do some meetups. I hope everyone's wearing a name tag because...
John, this is the perfect opportunity for you to walk around and ask people if Kylo Ren will be redeemed.
Oh, that's going to happen. Yeah, we're going to walk around with Mike and start asking people.
We should create Resistance broadcast name tags.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah, might as well. That's not a bad idea.
And then you could just get a name tag from us or like at a meet and greet. You can get them at the door.
Yeah, and be like, hi, I'm... And then you're at Kylo Ren Lover. And, you know, like whoever... Because everyone knows each other by their Twitter handles, not by their avatars and stuff. But I don't know. I'm just really excited about Celebration. It's going to be my first Celebration. And like James said, it's really the biggest for Star Wars Newsnet because we've had some people go there and stuff like that, but never coverage of this magnitude. So the three of us are going to hit the ground running, and I know we have other people there who are going to be checking out some stuff. So we're really excited to not only be together, the three of us, for the first time, but to just do some awesome stuff for the channel, for the website, and meet everybody and talk to everybody, hang out and love and celebrate Star Wars. Other stuff for the podcast, you guys have heard us talk about our Patreon page. It's still really new and we're still just figuring out what we're doing here. I know we've been talking about it off our podcast recordings about ideas we have. So just, you know, keep looking at checking in with that page. It starts at $2 a month all the way up to five tiers. We're really trying to post new stuff every day and we're coming up with new ideas. So if you guys think of things that you want us to do, hit us up on Twitter at RBATSWNN or even on the Patreon page itself, or you can email us and let us know. But guys, anything you want to say to the listeners out there about where we're looking to take this Patreon page, perhaps Lacey, since you run the page, you want to start us off here?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking to do new content where John and I do more like around supermarkets and stuff. That'll be funny. yeah. John's going to keep doing his rumor reviews. James is always reacting to news and providing the information from comics and books to canon to movies and all that background information that John and I tend to skip over. James is that person that comes in and brings in that intelligence to our podcast. Me personally, I love stuff. If you can see behind me, I love stuff. So I'm going to start doing reviews of toys and different products. Because I buy it anyway. And it will be called Lacey's Outpost. And we will give rankings in quarter portions.
I like that. Yeah. I dig that. James's videos always, his comic reviews always, I always feel like you need to have a nice fire going in a fireplace.
like a whiskey. Masterpiece
Theater with James Bainey. but do you have anything you want to throw out to the people out there about what's going on with the Patreon?
Oh, and more stickers too. More exclusive stickers done by James.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. My content has always been kind of like, I guess I could do this one-off thing. You know, I would really like to, come up with something, that is consistent, kind of my own show, if you will. I think that could be a lot of fun. If it's not for the Patreon, then it would be, you know, for the YouTube in general, which would be growing our channel and our brand and our website and all that. I think that you're, like you were saying, Lacey, I think it probably is inevitably going to be end up something related to like books or comics or potentially my off the wall, like what ifs. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm usually the guy that will say something like, have we thought about it from this angle? And you guys are like, nope, that's not happening. And I'm like, but it's possible.
Well, not
right?
Even that. You have the background of all these different mediums.
Sometimes would like to be able to express that idea with without it being, you know, pushed aside so quickly, because I want to get through all the real content, but I like talking about those random what if things, like
tangents.
Yeah, I guess, but
deep
like
dives.
Other possibilities. Yeah, deep dives is good, but I usually don't like the deep dive if it's the same thing everybody's talking about. I want to deep dive
that
on like
from the podcast too. That's getting close.
Yeah, yeah.
What term?
Deep dive.
Why?
Because everybody uses that term deep dive. Enough.
Well, it is a deep discussion.
Enough with the deep dive. You're not scubas, okay?
Hot takes. You're not scuba.
Today we're going to learn about diving bells. But no, I think that's something to look forward to in 2019. As we have locked in our rhythm with the YouTube and doing videos and the Patreon itself, I think that that comes with, we've got it all figured out, so how can we expand? And that will come with more shows and more content like that. So, because I don't plan on doing the same thing consistently for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks without trying to come up with something new. So
I'm going to do the same thing every week. No, yeah, I think, you know, to to take that segue, that growing the channel is huge for YouTube. So, you know, the Patreon stuff is there, and I'm confident to say we're going to have the most active Patreon page, biggest bang for your buck out there. So we're really proud of that. But
can I throw in one more thing, sure, too? Like, because everybody is listening right now as a fan of the Resistance broadcast, and they're listening to in hopes that the YouTube channel and everything will grow. And I'll say one thing. Like and comment on the videos like the day they come out on YouTube, because that is, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe that to be like the number one factor into how YouTube decides what content they would suggest to mm-hmm. other people. So if you do one thing this year, if you're a YouTube watcher, go ahead and just give us the click, because you're subscribed, you know you like the content, you enjoy watching the show. Give us the click and throw in your thoughts on the episode, or multiple thoughts on the episodes, like in the right comments type below.
James is a banana, and just
yeah. And and that stuff is like massive at us being able to communicate with you guys, and for YouTube to get the hint that people are paying attention to our show mm-hmm. instead of just watching it, you know.
And it takes 5 seconds. Just bang, yeah, bang, blah, enter on.
What was that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what that was. So just rewind it, blah, 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 and watch it again. And that's what that was.
One more time?
That's enough out of you. Quiet you. Yeah,
John's over here singing the Tarzan camp song. Shoo-ba-doop, dee-ba-doop, bop-ba-doop.
Yeah, so we are really focused on growing the YouTube channel, but fear not, iTunes listeners, SoundCloud listeners, Spotify listeners, the podcast will, always has been, always will be in your ears as it is right now, free twice a week. So that will never change. So don't worry about that. But again, you know, the YouTube is growing, and it's there for you as another option to take in the podcast and the other stuff we're doing on the Star Wars News Net YouTube channel. I think we're also, you know, we don't have any lined up yet, but we are looking, you may have noticed in the second half of 2018, we didn't really have too many guests because we were working on building up our content more so than having guests. But we're looking to get back into that. So if you have enjoyed our episodes in the past where we've had people like Steven Stanton on, Vanessa Marshall, then, you know, people like Clayton Sandell and other people who are peers of ours in the podcast community, that kind of thing, we're going to try to bring that back in 2019. So I'm excited about having those types of discussions with those folks, and not always asking them the same old questions that they've been asked before, we promise. But guys, anything else you want to get into with the folks here about our 2019? I'm just really excited. James put it best, that everything you thought of the podcast and the brand, think of it and think bigger, because we have what do they call it? No ceiling above us, right? So mm-hmm. the sky's the limit here. And right. it's really thanks to all you guys for constantly sharing our videos, sharing our tracks, telling people, spreading it, word of mouth, and being a part of our community. Because now we're starting to see people like talking to each other away from the podcast about the podcast, sharing
so
inside,
awesome.
Sharing yeah. inside jokes, like what someone's talking about, a comment someone made on a different, you know, episode. And it's becoming a really cool sub community in Star Wars. The Resistance is growing. It's alive. And we're so thankful that you guys are helping us do that. So, anything else before we move on to the Resistance, guys?
No, I'm just really excited. I have a lot of ideas and I can't wait to share them.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much, you know? It's like, I don't know, what am I supposed to, you know?
Maybe I should do a show just about Kylo Ren.
Oh, man.
You have 1 year left to do it, so.
No!
Yeah, what's Lacey, that's an episode we need to have. What's Lacey going to talk about in 2020 on the podcast?
Yeah. No, it's just what does Reylo do in 2020?
Yeah, that too. What happens? Yeah.
I think that 2019 is going to be great, because I really don't think there's a bad show or a bad novel
so
or
much
a
content,
bad comic
yeah.
on the thing and on the docket. So The other thing too is I think we sometimes get that every year. We're like, we're looking at it and we're like, you know, we talked about how we weren't huge fans of Last Shot, for instance, but like the lead up to that was like a big thing. Like we're like, oh my gosh, it's going to be this Han and Lando adventure, you know? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I think that's always going to be the case, but I mean, it's hard to look at this and say like, you know, you're going to get your finale with Thrawn. You're going to get an adventure with Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan. You know what I mean? You're going to get multiple television episodes unlike anything you've ever seen with The Mandalorian. You know what I mean?
Man. Yeah. It's a great time to be a fan.
You guys remember Clone Wars? We'll just go ahead and keep that going. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and it's not like Resistance Season 2 is going to be like worse, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. just going to be like the same great show we've been getting, or better, you know. It's just I don't know. I think 2019 is just going to be so much fun, and that says nothing about leading up to Episode 9 and the whole Galaxy's Edge stuff. I mean, just we don't even need to talk about that stuff because that's on the radar of literally every human being in
unreal.
The world.
It's going to be
and
unreal.
Also the games and contests we're going to be doing on the podcast in relation to these things. I'm really excited about that.
I forgot to mention that earlier too. Like, we'll probably try to do a Episode 9 challenge. We might do something similar for
Madness.
A celebration bingo or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Stick around, please.
Yes. Think about like what we were able to do in 2018 with a solo movie and Resistance and then other rumblings of news. 2019 is going to be loaded. The content's going to be there for us to talk about, analyze, and make all these things out of here on the podcast and the channel. So we're very, very excited. But now, guys, it is time to hear from you because we couldn't ring in the new year without you. We picked the best of the best here in Resistance Transmissions, and Lacey is going
the best
to...
of the best of the best, sir.
What's that from?
Men in Black.
Oh.
Wouldn't you know it.
With the Men in Black. The last two episodes, Men in Black. Unbelievable. All right, Lacey.
Let's talk about it on the last episode.
Wait, where's Didn't that? Hold on. James, look right into this thing.
Is that an eye exam?
Yeah.
Light reflecting off of Venus.
All right, guys, it's time for Resistance Transmissions. So every week, starting in the new year, every week, John's going to give you a crazy, wacky situation, and we're going to see what you come up with. So this week, he came up with, in the spirit of the upcoming new year, which is now, let's assume...
I think you came up with it, Lacey.
Oh, I did come up with this, but he typed this. Let's assume Star Wars characters make New Year's resolutions like we do.
Right.
So pick any character, and what do you think their New Year's resolution would be? All right. The first one is from our friends at Tatooine Sons, and they said, I resolve...
Way to get your handle.
Yeah. I resolve to cease roasting porgs, and this is from Chewbacca.
Wow. Aww.
He kind of has already, he's like, oh man, I went through such a bad event. I was looking at him. I'll never do it again. I swear.
Yeah.
Next is Arturito, Jedi Bianconero, Atta Gray Jedi.
General. And,
hello. He says, quote, Misa vows not to proposing the motion to any Senate to give anyone emergency powers.
Ah, little Jar Jar resolution.
Jar Jar.
Carmelo bringing the Jar Jar. And I love how he typed it out too. Misa and all that stuff.
Excuse me. Next is Kylo's hairbrush. At
okay.
The one Megan _ Cot. Kotte. And Megan says, General Hux resolves to use less starch. I don't know. He likes those slick, wrinkle-free suits. He's very stiff.
That's all Tarkin, man.
Very stiff.
Tarkin was so super specific. We got that in his novel. There's like three chapters on the dress. like of how the suits were supposed to be made. He's like, I don't like the way that it looks. So he created like a new Moff outfit, and they get into all the details.
That book could have been like, three chapters shorter.
Remember when I said at the earlier part of this podcast where James connects everything to stuff that John and I would never even consider and then brings it back to the conversation?
You guys didn't read Tarkin?
No, I started the audiobook and then I stopped.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Guys.
Next is Grant.
I've read it like three times.
Zeppernick at Grant_Zepp. And he says, Yoda's resolution should be to learn better stew recipes in case he has company.
Yeah, and he sent along a picture of Luke like almost spitting it out. That was pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
Smart.
One thing about Hux, imagine like Megan's right and we see Hux in like silk robes in like episode 9. He's like all like relaxed and like loose instead
he
of
would
all.
Never.
He's wearing he raided Snoke's closet.
He's just wearing the gold robe.
Imagine he's wearing his normal outfit but with the gold slippers.
It's like somebody just like
just a pan down
or like put it on top over him, but he's still just a stiff like standing there yelling at people and stuff, but he's in like
Snoke,
a bathrobe.
Snoke got cut in half, so what if he just takes the top half of his robe and wears it like a jacket? You're just wearing Snoke's top half of his robe.
It's true.
Snoke was significantly taller, so it'd kind of be like a his robe would be a long jacket.
Like he's wearing now.
Like half of his robe, if you will. Yeah.
Next
so
is...
So that's what I'm saying, is it would fit.
Jordan Rennie, at Jordan Rennie.
Oh, way to get your handle, Jordan.
And Bubba Fett's resolution is, this is my year, I will become less overrated.
See what I'm talking about? That's a callback to a Hall of Fame 2018 entry. Yeah. From the Scott J-Ro.
the jokes have come full circle, and now there's jokes about the jokes.
Yes.
So good. Next is Matt Buettner at Matt Buettner.
Those people are getting their handles, Lacey. 2019 is huge.
I know. It's the year of the handle.
The year of the handle.
Next,
it's
Star Wars.
It's the year of the bot clearing.
Way to get your handle. And he said, quote, I will always find the droids I'm looking for, which I'm assuming is a stormtrooper.
Yep, stormtroopers.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And last but not least is a Pemberfoot Christmas special at Pemberfoot. And he says, Anakin's is to achieve the high ground. Oh.
Wow.
At least it's not a sand comment.
Yeah.
Thank you for not making it a sand comment.
Yes, Anakin's. I agree. We are abolishing... sand comments.
And Colt 45.
And Colt 45. And using, saying no pun intended when you use the word force in a sentence. But Pemberfoot, he just, you know when people say like, oh, I forced my way, no pun intended, because you use force, and but in normal conversation.
I think
people
you're
the
only
time.
One that says that, John.
No, that's not true. So Pemberfoot here, Lacey and James, recently tweeted at us saying he ordered a shirt and he's waiting for it. So hopefully
Aww,
he gets that.
Thanks.
But thank you for buying one of our Resistance Broadcast shirts at
deepublic.com.
Yes, and
thank you guys for being a part. I'm doing the finger thing again. My resolution is to not do the finger thing.
Always take pictures and post pictures of yourself wearing the merch.
Yep.
Yeah, please share.
It's like I need that meme that's like, do you want to get retweeted?
Yeah.
Because that's how you get retweeted.
Right, exactly.
But thank you guys so much for taking part in the first Resistance Transmissions of 2019. Wow. Whoa. New year, still awesome. If you want to be on the show, every week, John puts up a crazy, wacky situation, and you then give your answer. The most creative and funny answers get chosen.
There's 51 more to go.
51 more to go. You can tweet at us at RBATSWNN and look for the hashtag #AskTheResistance. No. Resistance Transmissions. Already messed up. Welcome to the new year. Same person. Still doing the hand thing.
Lacey's resolution is say the right hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag Resistance Transmissions. Back to you, John.
TRB 2019.
Okay.
I'll get it in 2020.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening, being a part of the resistance. Make sure you're subscribed to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube. As we just mentioned, head to tpublic.com/user/resistance broadcast. Check out about 45 or so different of our designs, including our resistance broadcast logo tees. We have our new logo up there as well. Tpublic does sales all the time. I wouldn't be shocked if there's a sale right now. So go check it out. They often do it for $14 tees and even $2 stickers. We appreciate that. For our patrons, thank you so much for being supporters of the resistance. You make a lot of this possible for us, especially our generals, Adam, Carmelo, Thomas, and Val. We appreciate it so much. If you are interested in what we've been talking about with our Patreon page, head over to patreon.com/resistancebroadcast. Tiers start at $2 a month, guys. So a cup of coffee and you get access to the page. We have a lot of stuff on there, including a Q&A video that we're going to be doing monthly. So look out for that. We thank you for your support. And also, guys, make sure you do go to StarWarsNewsNet.com for all of your latest news, reviews, editorials, information, and more. You guys can find me on Twitter at Johnny Hoey and writing and editing over at Star Wars News Net. James Bainey, Happy New Year. Where can people find you?
Same place. New Year, same place.
Didn't get the James Bainey. Twitter.
Not yet, no. I'm pretty sure that at James Bainey doesn't even get on Twitter, but like three times a year.
Should we tag him in every episode post?
Yeah. He's going to get back and he's going to be like, holy crap.
If we get blocked, Twitter James, let's make bets on when we get blocked by at James Bainey after we tag him.
Oh yeah.
Oh geez.
But no, not at James Bainey at Meyer Trunks. Just popped up right there and it's probably going back now. Yeah, come talk to me. Come at me, bro.
And Cheerit will be back with us next week, I assume.
Yes.
All right. Lacey.
He's on a blind date.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Because he's blind. Are you kidding me, James? Lacey.
No, I said that because he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. Lacey, when you're not blocking us from at Lacey Gillerin, where can people find you?
People could find me at Lacey Gillerin on Twitter and Instagram, where I'm still defending Ben Solo and will until episode 9 comes out.
I thought you were going to say will until the day he dies.
No. How dare you?
There's the first how dare you of the year. We're crossing off all the... Our bingo card is getting filled out.
And people can story of the year reference. Find more content from me on the YouTube page and the Patreon and StarWarsNewsNet.com.
Hey,
guys, I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I hope you are enjoying your new year, because we're going to be back on Monday with our regular rotation of our news episode, and we're going to get right back into it. So enjoy your weekends, and we'll see you on Monday morning with another episode of the Resistance Broadcast. We'll see you around, kids.